Jennifer Fletcher used to spend up to 5 hours a day escaping reality. She'd play games on the computer, visit websites for the transgender community.
Pretty much anything I could do to not focus on the present, not focus on how things actually were, so that I could actually at least attempt to function throughout the rest of the day.
She'd go through binge and purge cycles of cross-dressing. She regularly thought about suicide. Fletcher was severely depressed.
I was continuously hiding who I was and trying to quite literally leave no mark on the world.
Fletcher is 33 and moved to Juneau as a teenager. On any given Friday night now, you can almost always find her at Social Night, run by SIGLA, the Southeast Alaska Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Organization in Juneau. But it took her a long time to realize she was transgender, even though signs throughout her life pointed to it.
Let's just say that I had consistently wished from the time I was about 12, on every star, on every birthday, that I'd wake up as a female version of myself.
As an adolescent, she'd wear her mother's clothes when she was home by herself, taking items from the laundry so no one would notice. Fletcher was 14 when she first tried to castrate herself. She tried again when she was 15.
I was actively envying pretty much all of the girls who were going through their own puberties, their own processes, and just not very happy with what was going on. While I have occasionally temporarily appreciated having things like facial hair or, you know, greater strength or things of that sort, they just aren't me.
But in her teens, she refused to consider she was transgender. Fletcher went to high school in Juneau, but was born in Laramie, Wyoming, where gay college student Matthew Shepard was murdered in 1998. She learned being different wasn't safe. She saw transgender individuals on talk shows where they were mocked and laughed at.
At that point in time, society was teaching individuals like myself that, no, it's not okay to be. That if you want to actually have any chance at happiness, that you had better suppress what's going on and you had better hope that you aren't really.
Fletcher says finally deciding to transition almost 2 years ago didn't stem from courage, but from an utter sense of fear.
I was faced with what I thought were basically two alternatives. Death or transition. Whether it would have been death by suicide or by the slow gradual path of alcoholism or whatever other coping mechanisms I attempted to use that would have inevitably failed.
She chose transition. Fletcher dropped what she calls the male mask and started rebuilding herself. She came out to close family and friends and started dressing as a woman at social functions. Fletcher eventually started the medical process and taking hormones. At each step, she was so afraid of rejection.
Almost all of the hurdles I've experienced in my transition have been, I'd say, self-imposed. They've all been fears that may have had a legitimate base, but had invariably been blown completely out of proportion into these vast monsters that seemed like I'd be incapable of standing against.
When I ask Fletcher what her prior first name was, she doesn't tell me.
Not particularly relevant, I don't think.
She says there tends to be an overemphasis on who people once were or appeared to be.
I had been looking at some old photos of myself and actually opted to post some of them on Facebook. Just kind of show how very different a person I am now. One of my friends actually said outright that they felt they were looking at a dead person, which I think actually sums up how I was viewing those photos as well.
She does a lot of things she used to do before she transitioned, like rock climb, play board games, read. But she says her priorities have shifted.
Before I actually started this process, I was merely existing in the world. And to be honest, waiting to die. Now I am actually alive. And the difference is quite amazing.
And she wants to make a difference. Fletcher helps to run a transgender support group in Juneau called the Trans Alaska Pipeline. She wants to make finding medical and professional resources easier. She wants to help others avoid some of the internal conflict she had and help them face their fears, one monster at a time. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.